We're the smartest people.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We're the most loyal people.
On 880, The Biz.
Oh, Wanda, that was awesome. You're getting all these off of there. You are the YouTube lady.
I love you. I just like things pithy.
I like things that are pithy and fun, too. People don't listen to this just to get bored. They listen to this to have fun, and then the information comes. So, Todd, you better be ready to have some fun. We're with Todd Lurie. He's with Baseline Investments. He helps them capitalize their deals, and he leads their teams that look for the secret hidden values in the deals that help them close. Hey, Todd, thanks for coming back on the show with us.
Oh, thanks for keeping me around.
No, it's my pleasure. Now, I want to give a shout out to DJ Van Curen, who's the guy that introduced us. High five, DJ.
There high five, DJ.
There you go. Wanda, you didn't get him getting the high five. You just got me. She's only focused on me. So, Todd.
I can't see him.
Yeah, I know that. Todd, how did you guys decide that you wanted to be in the grocery-anchored retail space, and that's what your focus was, not regional malls, stuff like that?
And so one of our founders back in the mid-90s was working at a bank, and one of his clients became aware of a property in the Denver area that was a neighborhood shopping center that he wanted to buy. The client wanted to buy it and asked David if he would leave the bank and help him run some investments. So back in the 90s, one of our founders, David Pucci, started his first investment with friends and families and then built that over a number of years and added on Doug Arnold and then Craig Zollner in 2003. And that's when we officially became Baseline Investments. And because of that, you know, initial entrance into neighborhood shopping centers, that's really been the love and the area of expertise for Baseline Investments for many years.
So it's a conscious decision to stay in the grocery-anchored space. It's completely different from the enclosed mall, super regional mall, stuff like that. Different tenants, different approach entirely. Now, what is the risk profile that you seek when you're buying these deals out?
So we're looking for an infill location with lots of supporting rooftops and good, stable incomes from the surrounding population. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that they're very wealthy individuals. I just mean that we're looking at the demographics and want to see long-term stable or steady growing trends for those properties. Then we're looking at what are all of the services and goods that are provided by other businesses within a 1, 3, and 5 mile radius to make sure that the mix of tenants that are in the property we're considering are well represented within that community and not overrepresented within that community. And then lastly, we're wanting to make sure that we can build a synergistic a community within that particular shopping center. So a good mix of businesses that are going to continue to drive traffic to the property for the foreseeable future. It's important that it's well located, that there's really good access to it for the consumers that are going to be going there, for our tenants that are there. And we want to make sure that the property is an appealing place to both work and to shop.
You know, in the past, the industry has parsed the different sizes of the centers. They called them community centers, neighborhood centers. I like both of those names, but I like them for what they represent and connote. Because as urban areas get more congested, as people want to travel less and less, what's going to start happening is these will be the gathering places. These will be the places where communities come together. It will be the neighborhood center. It will be the community's center. And to me, that's the challenge for people that are buying these now, is to create that. And if you're going in and trying to create an integrated community where all of the tenants pull together, that's the golden ticket.
That's such a great point. And so many of the properties that are owned that would be classified as community or neighborhood shopping centers are owned by individuals. And it's really difficult for them, without scale, to put into place programs that really help to develop it as a community or neighborhood shopping center. Fortunately, Baseline has a scale and now has programs in place for our tenants to help them with their marketing, to help them to be better business operators, and also to drive traffic to the properties through through events. So we have a full-time person that goes to the properties and plans events there, whether they're farmers markets or car shows or those types of things. All of these types of events and types of activities that let the neighborhood know that Baseline is invested in their community, let the tenants know that we're invested in their community, and to drive the traffic there for those businesses.
Todd, I'm running out of time. When are you going to come to Florida? I've got a deal for us.
You know, I come there several times a year for family office conferences, and I'm sure I will be there within the next few months.
I know you will, because they all happen around Art Basel, and I live in the neighborhood they have them. We got to get together, Todd. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show. When you're in Miami, maybe we'll even get you live in the studio.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would enjoy that very much, Jim.
Well, put that down, and as soon as you're making your travel plans, make sure you call me and tell me what days you're here, and we'll do it again, and we'll even get DJ, because I'm sure he'll be here for the same conference. I got to run now. There you go. See, she
Take
just
care.
Told me I got to run. So listen, thank you so much, Todd, for being on. Good luck to Baseline. Come to Florida. Let's do some deals.
We'll do it. Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks so much, Wanda. Best to you both.
Okay, take
Blessings.
Care. Enjoy that. Hopefully you're going to get some better weather than us. It's been hot and sticky here.